בכבוד. בלי פרמישן. This is sentence number 4. That people should have in mind in Chodesh Elul. Comes in the Torah, Parshat Mishpatim, one of the first halachot to the Shem Tot Moshe Rabbeinu in Shamayim. While he was in Shamayim to get the first tablets, Torah tells a story. If someone killed by mistake someone, and Elokim Minal Yado, it happened to him. Vesamti lecha makom, Hashem is going to put for him a place. Asher yanu shama, he's going to run over there. It means like this. This is the halacha and the gemara and the mishnah. Somebody kills by mistake, he has to run to a shelter city. And then he's secured over there, and he comes outside of shelter city. Somebody from the family, a friend of the family, can kill him. As long as he's there, nobody's allowed to kill him. He stays there until the Kohen HaGadol will die, then he comes home. But he has to go to a designated place, not just to run away. If he runs away any place, he's not secure. He might get killed. Where is he going to run? So altogether, the Gemara says there are 48 cities. The Levim dwelled in Eretz Israel and also on the east side of the Jordan River. And if he runs over there, he's secured as his punishment. He has to pick up his bags, he has to take his family if he wants. Gemara says his rabbi will join him. Excuse me. Excuse me. And he's going to move with them. It's a very, very strange punishment. Why he has to leave? What kind of punishment is this? He killed by mistake. First of all, it's not so bad. But the Gemara says, well, there's no mistake. It's meant to be this way. It's from Shamayim. Gemara says, from Shamayim. He walked on the roof, the Gemara says. And said, why is he doing something on the roof? Something fell from his hand. By mistake. Somebody passed by downstairs, and the thing hit him. You killed him. I killed him. I didn't kill him. Yeah, but I didn't cause, I was fixing the roof. He says, but that's the halacha. Okay, so, let's run away to a place. Run away to a place. What kind of punishment is this? Says the Ari, you should know that sentence over here refers to Elul. Ina, the first word, Ina, happened. Is Aleph, the Yador to his hand, it happened to him. The Yador is Lamed. Verse 17, I will put the first letter is Vav, Lecha, first letter is Lamed, and I said, you see, Elul. I have to have this, El Chodesh Elul. Elul is preparation for Rosh Hashanah, have this in mind. That's what Hashem wants you to have in mind. Pastor Dominique, I didn't kill nobody. Why I have to have that sentence in my mind? Doesn't say anything in the sentence. The other sentence that we know at least has some kind of message. No, I am to Hashem, Hashem is to me, whatever it means. Mishloach manot, also, Hashem is going to make a bit milah on our heart. Okay, fine. It's to be the Elul. What is it to be the Elul? Not to be the Elul. Because somebody had to run away because he murdered somebody. What is it to be the Elul? How important that sentence is. That really, this is the message. Before Rosh Hashanah, the job is going to do. And come to Gemara and give some instructions and some kind of historian facts that happened on Rosh Hashanah. I said, first you should know, Sarah Imenu, Rachel Imenu, and Chana, Shmuel's mother, couldn't have children. And on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem remembered them And because of that, they got eventually a child. That's what we did in Torah. Hashem pagad et Sarah. That's his Rachem. Same thing. Echana. Even though it didn't happen, if we may say, 9 months later. One version of the Gemara says, yes, maybe according to Sarah, maybe. So, Gemara in Masechta Rosh Hashanah tells you, no, that's happened in Rosh Hashanah. And the question is, what is this Rosh Hashanah thing? The Gemara says, that happened in Rosh Hashanah. It's not, the Gemara doesn't tell you, it's a historian fact. It's something that you need to know. So, what is it with me? I didn't do it with me. The Gemara says also, Yosef came out of jail on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Rosh Hashanah. So, the Gemara says also, in Egypt, I'm Israel born in Egypt for 210 years, partially very hard labor, slavery. Moshe arrived in Egypt, he went to Paro, as soon as he's going to start, he may say, give Paro the punishment. All Rosh Hashanah, before the whole thing started, Am Israel packed up the bags from the site, went home. And this is the labor, the torturing in Egypt stopped on Rosh Hashanah, says the Gemara. Even though nothing happened yet. We came out of Egypt 6 months later. On Pesach we came out of Egypt. And nothing happened. Paul did not release us. Paul did not say, okay, you don't have to work anymore. As far as Paul was concerned, until the last moment, we were slaves. But, because you know, should not happen? I'm Israel decided, all of a sudden, we don't know information. I don't know information. Maybe there isn't information. Everybody went home. Why are we going home? Where's all the Gestapo? Where's all the KGB? Where are Mullahs? What happened? What happened? You're still in Egypt. Power doesn't let you go. Before all the plagues, what Moshe is going to do? Before all the plagues. I says, what is it? So the Gemara says, you know, that thing happened on Rosh Hashanah. Why it happened on Rosh Hashanah? What Rosh Hashanah has to do with anything? It's not difficult to do with Rosh Hashanah. It can be any day. If they decided, so-called, to go home, let them go home. And we said, no. The decision to go home was on Rosh Hashanah, was accepted by the Egyptian police, by Paro. They're not there anymore. Finish. Okay. And it came in the morning, the workers are not there. Says, what is it all about? Where do you get it from? We come to Gemara and tells us, you know, Rosh Hashanah, a very, very important day. Very important. Day of judgment. Simple explanation means, you know, you have to imagine, Hashalom, somebody is being brought in front of the Supreme Court. Comes in the Navi, Halacha in the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah is really a semi-happy day. Maybe we should say Hallel, but the Gemara says, you know, some people will not make it. Chaim Kanivsky Sanhedrin told me every Rosh Hashanah, the night of Rosh Hashanah, 20,000 people line up in front of a Chaim's house with barricades to get Shana Tova from him. He used to go inside the room the whole night until next Shana Tova. He told me, his son-in-law, a few people didn't answer. Those people perished during the year. He knew. He knew who was going to be alive. Stapler also. Stories about Stapler also. He knew who was going to make it. It's a very dangerous day, Rosh Hashanah. So, usually somebody's being brought to court for Shalom. For a death penalty, he's not going to have a celebration. Nevertheless, Am Yisrael came from exile, and Ezra suffered open Beit HaMikdash, and he gave them a lecture. He started to cry, and Nehemiah was there, and Ezra. He said, why are you crying? Today's Rosh Hashanah, I'm supposed to cry. I'm supposed to cry just because it's the day of judgment. Forget about anything else. He said, no. You go home, eat some fat meat. and drink, it means wine, send some shluach manot to your friends, Hashem is happy with you. That's all. Chedvat Hashem emoschem. It says your protection and your shield is the happiness of Hashem. That's the day of Rosh Hashanah. In Shulchan Aruch it says, Pri Chadash Pri Shulchan Aruch, the person before Shana should send Mishloach Manot like Purim. It's based on that sentence in the Tanakh. That's what Nehemiah told them to do. Eat meat. I said, this is the day of Rosh Hashanah. I don't know, there are some opinions on Rosh Hashanah, people should fast on Rosh Hashanah. But since from the Tanakh, no. Further than that, the Gemara says, in a special halacha in the Torah, that you may not slaughter a cow, the mother, with her own baby in the same day. It means like this, let's say you own a cow and she gave birth. And now you want to slaughter the cow one day and her baby. It doesn't have a baby. It can be 2 years old, 3 years old. The cow can be 10 years old. You now to slaughter on the same day. It's a lacha in the Torah. Not only if they're next to each other. If you have a cow here in America and you sold the baby to Australia, you have to make sure that in Australia they won't slaughter it in the same day, they're going to slaughter it. And if Chas v'Shalom they do, the meat has such a bad energy that somebody, Chas v'Shalom, something can happen to somebody. I said, in America, I don't know if they know everything. In Israel, they know all these things. If an animal has a number, and they know. Which one is the mother? Which one is, it goes with the mother. It's not with the father. It's halacha in the Torah. Or Tovev, Nol Shtubi Yemachada. You cannot slaughter them the same day. Yeah. It's very dangerous. So come to Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah and tells us, you know, that people used to purchase a lot of animals. So the seller had to notify and tell the guy, today I sold this one. This is the daughter. This is the son. The son and the daughter of that cow that I sold. You be in touch with that guy. Make sure you don't slaughter it the same day. Nothing to do with eating it. You can't slaughter the same day. Says the Gemara, when is the time, the crucial time? So the Gemara says, before the last day of Sukkot, you go, the seller must notify the guy whose cow is this, if he had any children. The Gemara says, the first day of Pesach, before Shavuot, Raman says before Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, says Rashi, says Tosfot. People used to buy a lot of meat before Rosh Hashanah. So, proof from the Gemara. That's exactly what the Gemara probably relies on what Nehemiah said. That Yom HaDin, have meat. Rosh Hashanah is a mitzvah to have meat. And have mitzvah to have wine. Not alcohol, not vodka. Who said Nehemiah in the Tanakh, Pasuk in the Tanakh. And the Gemara emphasized it, that people bought a lot of meat for Rosh Hashanah, and the seller had to notify them. Well, this mother, make sure you don't slaughter it, be in touch with that guy that bought the daughter or the son, whatever it is, the calf of this animal. But it's Yom HaDin. So what's the celebration? You have to be very, very serious. Rosh Hashanah, the Shlah. Say Shulchan Aruch, sit down at the table. Serious. I say, serious? Yeah, serious, but I thought I have to have meat. The Gemara says, meat and wine gives you happiness. Simcha, and Simcha levasar v'yayin, the Gemara says. So I got confused, I don't know. This is a serious day, in the meantime I have to do this. Also, the shofar itself, it's not so simple what the shofar has to do. And the Tehillim say every Friday night, "V'chatzotot v'kol shofar lifnei melech Hashem." It says shofar is not to scare. On the other hand, it says in the Tanakh, הייתה כאן שפה בעיר, פעם לא הכרענו, שפה, סמלי עיר שפה, gets scared. In the war, people used to blow shofar. But on the other hand, used to blow shofar when in celebration. So, but the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, what does it do exactly? I don't know. Sounds like crying. Crying, yeah, but sometimes it's not crying. It says, blow. It says, every day, Beit HaMikdash used to blow shofar. Every day, not Rosh Hashanah, every day. That's Rosh Hashanah. Every day, blew the shofar in Beit HaMikdash was not something scary. It was a happy thing, together with trumpets. So what Rosh Hashanah is, one hand is a scary day, one hand is not. How can it be? What does it mean exactly? So what, how do I have to behave? To behave? Am I allowed to cry on Rosh Hashanah? Or machloket among the chachamim, if you're allowed to cry on Rosh Hashanah. And I said, you have to cry when you hear the shofar, you have to cry a little bit. If not, something's wrong with you. No, don't cry nothing. The opposite, you know, it says, Ezra Nehemiah said, no, go home, it's a happy day. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, so Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin, Hashem judges us. Rabbeinu Nissim comes and he says, the reason why Rosh Hashanah was designated by Hashem Yom HaDin, because this is the day that Amar Rishon was created, and really deserved death after he ate from the tree. And Hashem let him go. Yatzah Bedimos. Says Rabbeinu Nissim, look, likewise, Adam HaRishon so-called was judged on Rosh Hashanah because Hashem told him, if you're going to eat from the tree, you're going to die. He ate from the tree, Hashem spoke to him. Hashem told him, no, what did you do? At the end of the day, Hashem did not kill him. So I mentioned that, why we have Rosh Hashanah on the day of Rosh Hashanah, that's the day of man's creation, and so-called he was able to escape the decree of death. Hopefully, you'll be able to escape it. That's what we need. Rosh Hashanah has to do with Adam HaRishon. They disobey Hashem's command, and still Hashem, so-called, waived it. It says the Torah, so Hashem told Adam HaRishon, when you can eat, you're going to die. So why Hashem waived it? It means Hashem already decided, okay, let's go. 1 minute ago. It says in the Torah sentence. So itself brings, also the Gemara says, sometimes Hashem says something and Hashem so-called cancels what he says. This is Zohar, says the Gemara says, Hashem told him, Yahu, write in the book. It's in the book, in the text. Et Noma Mashiach, Yoyachin is in jail, it's the last descendants of David HaMelech. Machshimon of Zoradan and Bukhatnezah killed everybody from David HaMelech. The last descendant was Yoyachin. No children, nothing. Zero. Finish. He's done. No Mashiach. No descendant of David HaMelech. No Mashiach. It says in the Navi, Hashem told me, write in your book, finished. I'm so upset. Okay, Yirmiyah wrote in the book. Then a few chapters later, it says, Baruch Hashem, Yoyachin had a boy, and he's going to build the Hamikdash. Second Hamikdash is going to be built, and he's going to be the Zerubbabel. Maybe the king. In a text, Hashem told him, Yahu. Says the Gemara and the Zohar both say, sometimes Hashem waves, even though Hashem said to write it. And it was a command from Hashem. It means nothing. Here, the same thing. Hashem told him, you're going to eat from the tree, you're going to die. He didn't die. Nothing happened. Maybe nothing happened. What happened? It's Rosh Hashanah. What's Rosh Hashanah? Comes the Gemara Yerushalmi and tells us in the secret of Rosh Hashanah. Chaim said, based on the Gemara Zohar, Hashem loves us very much. Hashem loves us. Hashem loves us very much. So Hashem really, if Hashem loves us so much, He will not judge us. Well, it's good that sometimes, you know, even somebody loves the son, he has to punish him. He should go on the way, otherwise he doesn't listen. Okay. But still, it's very hard to believe every year. Go, judgment. Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. Why should we do Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara says it's the opposite of what we think. Rosh Hashanah means start a new page. Forget what happened in Leicester. Forget about it. That's the power of Rosh Hashanah. Hashem wants a person to give him a new chance. And therefore, he tells you it's a court case. In order for him to do teshuva, that's teshuva shelema. And he comes to Rosh Hashanah. Hashem says, okay, thank you, good boy. Here, I give you another year. That's the purpose. It's not the purpose of being judged. And then if you pass the verdict, you pass the court, okay, then you live. No. It's the opposite. Hashem wants you to be alive. In order for you to be alive, you have to clean your debt. You have to clean your credit card. You need a new credit card to be alive. Hashem wants to give you a new credit card. But you know, you can't get a new credit card because you own the other credit card so much. So what you have to do is not to go bankrupt another credit card. It says Hashem should waive the credit card. So the purpose of Rosh Hashanah is not to be judged. It's to have a credit card. In order for you to have a credit card, you have to be judged. Because when you're being judged, it means Hashem says, okay, here's a new credit card. So the purpose of Rosh Hashanah is to get a new credit card. It's not Hashem wants to judge you. Hashem doesn't want to judge you. Hashem wants you to have a chance again. This is happening in Canadian. Hashem said, don't eat. And he ate. Okay, Rosh Hashanah. It was the day of Rosh Hashanah. And Hashem said, you know what? I give you another chance. Even though Adam HaRishon did not do teshuva, but the 10 curses that Adam HaRishon got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this was the verdict already, this was a punishment already, and he's not going to have an easy life in his life. And that thing, how you paid already the credit card. Yisurim, the Gemara says, suffering, that's a payment on misbehavior. So even though, again, Adam HaRishon did not regret, did not tell him, I'm sorry, but the punishment that Hashem gave him, this cleaned the credit card. He was able, again, to start his life again, to have extension from his life with a new credit card. That's the secret of Rosh Hashanah. Gemara Yerushalmi says. And the question is, okay, so I'd like to know exactly what I have to do to get a new credit card. That's the main question that a person should have. Okay, I do slichot, myself slichot, okay. But I want to have some kind of a guarantee or a hint that I'm sure I'm going to get a new credit card. I said that people came in front of Pram Kalimsky on Shona, he didn't say them to Shona, he didn't answer them Shona Tova, finished. He said, something's wrong. Should have had maybe a hint or something, or sometimes it comes, I don't say something, it comes, person finished his job, and he has to go to Galeden, so there's no sense staying over here. Comes the Gemara tells a secret, she's not a secret. Sarah Imenu, Rachel Imenu, Chana, Yosef HaTzadik, and Am Yisrael had a redemption on Rosh Hashanah. I says, what's the common thing among all these entities? But why Sarah on Rosh Hashanah? What happened? Why Rachel on Rosh Hashanah? Why Chana on Rosh Hashanah? Why Yosef came out of jail on Rosh Hashanah? Why? Why, what happened to me, Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara says, because it happened to me. It's a message. The Gemara doesn't tell us. That's an historical fact. But if Yosef came out of jail, Rosh Hashanah, it means something. It means he had to come out of Rosh Hashanah. And that happened to me. It happened to me, I mean, all of a sudden, talking about millions of people, all of a sudden, left the site, everybody went home, celebration. So what happened? You don't have to go? No, I don't work anymore. So what happened? Rosh Hashanah. What is Rosh Hashanah? What does it mean? So comes the Gemara, and comes the Ramban, and comes the Zohar, and they all say the same thing. You know, a person has to know his job in this world is to sing to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and pray. That's your job. And so Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan said, a person should wish, she should pray all day long to Hashem. Alevai prayer Adam Kolem Kulo. That's the goal in life. I have expenses, and I have to buy food, and I have to pay this, and I have to do this. Okay, so I do. Any free moment that a person has to fill up the obligation for his creation. You weren't created to work. Work is a curse. Hashem kills Adam HaRishon. You don't have to go to war. It's a curse. The Mishnah says in the Kiddushin, the Gemara says, you never saw an animal walking so hard like a person. It says, why? Why a person has to walk so hard? The Gemara says that, the Mishnah says so. Noah says, you know, because, you know, Adam HaRishon, whatever happened, you know. People didn't behave, so we have to go to war. But what is your real job? What does Hashem create you for? Raman writes in Rumash, there is no other reason for creation besides come to Beit HaKnesset and pray and sing to Hashem. That's Hashem created you. It means if you don't come to Beit HaKnesset, you don't pray, and you don't sing, you just defeat the purpose of creation. So Adam HaRishon, the Gemara says, for example, Hashem did not bring rain because Hashem wanted Adam HaRishon to pray. But this is the purpose. So if you don't, so you don't have any hope to be alive. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech HaRachamim, Meshuk Tzeh HaRachamim, he has a plan. So come the Torah, come the Gemara, as we know, what do you know about Sarah, for example? And Sarah could not have children. So one day she came to Avraham, she told Avraham, Hamasi Alecha, I'm upset at you. So Gemara says, what, you upset me? What did I do? Sarah said, because you don't pray for me. So Sarah was able, so-called, to be remembered by Kadosh Baruch Hu to have a child because Avraham had to pray for her. And Sarah demanded Avraham should pray for her. She was too upset to pray and she knew what the stage of Avraham Avinu. Enjoy the prayer. Rachel Imenu, she could never child, the text in the Torah. She came to Yaakov and says, give me children. And Yaakov said, you don't pray. And you don't pray. Hannah, the Navi tells us, how she got Shmuel, she was 130 years old. And she had Shmuel, she was 131 years old. So why did you get baby? The Navi says, she came to the Mishkan in Shion, she prayed. The Gemara says the Shmuel says that we pray, we just whisper and move our lips. You learn from Hannah. More things. You learn from Hannah. Because you pray. Yosef, with not too much information, but in Selichot we say, Yosef prayed in jail. Am Yisrael Torah and say in the text. They scream to Hashem, and she says, didn't go to the job anymore. By screaming, by praying, by singing, you fulfill the obligation, and that Hashem releases you. Releases you from what? The Gemara says from death penalty. The Gemara says, for example, somebody has no children is considered dead. Because Rachel came to Yaakov, told Yaakov, I said, if I don't have a child, I'm dead. She says, the Gemara, some people consider dead even they walk on the street, they're dead. Gemara says, for example, somebody comes out of jail, he has to say bracha, a gomel. So we come to the Tavonis, bring a sacrifice to Allah. I said, somebody comes out of a desert. You were dead over there. Hashem saved you. I said, if you have no children, you die. By praying, by singing, then you revived yourself. As Hashem gave you a so-called new credit card. It means Rachel, Sarah, Rachel, Hannah, and Yosef, and Am Yisrael in Egypt, when on Rosh Hashanah something would happen to them, it means they will issue the new credit card. That's what the Yerushalmi says. On Rosh Hashanah, Hashem wants to extend your life with a new credit card. And it has to do with your obligation to yourself. That's our custom. That's how I say that Tfilah for Rosh Hashanah is very, very long. It will have Yom Kippur of Yovel very long. It says, because you got to pray. Because you want to tell Hashem, yeah, I know, I have to pray for you. Because Hashem wants us to pray. He wants, it's a secret what it means. As well as the Gemara says, you know, that's what the Torah wrote last week. Kibbu lachem et ha-shirah hazot, the shirah ta'azinu. And it says, you should know, by learning Torah, you're singing to Hashem. The Gemara comes and says, somebody doesn't doesn't think while he's learning, better off should not have been born. What do you mean? You understand? The purpose of life is to think. If you learn the Gemara, if you learn Torah, and you're not happy, it doesn't give you any joy. So you don't fulfill your obligation. Better off you shouldn't have been born. So the whole Rosh Hashanah is a singing. It's a singing because I get no credit card. Let's read what Nehemiah and Ezra told the people. He says, stop crying now. Don't cry now. Go home, have meat and have wine. And send Mishloach Manot to people that don't have what to eat. Chedvat Hashem imoroschem. It says, by making Hashem happy, this is your job. This is your job, nothing else. It says, because you fulfill your obligation, then Hashem is going to issue you a new life. So it means like this, your birthday really is Rosh Hashanah. When is your birthday? My birthday is Rosh Hashanah. Because on Rosh Hashanah, you have to be saved. You have to be been issued a new credit card. Doesn't matter when you were born. Rosh Hashanah is supposed to die. But this is Rosh Hashanah, that's what happened to him. And by doing Selichot, and he said, what's new? So, what did you look here? Selichot, okay. And come to Rosh Hashanah, he said, what else? The Gemara says, Adam Rishon was assigned an angel to teach him Torah. Instead of teaching Torah, he did very bad things. It's even embarrassing to say it on the camera what he did. He didn't do. He's not supposed to do what he did. He's supposed to say that it was an angel to sign. He lost the angel also. He lost the angel after he turned 3, no more angel, finished. He had to remember what he learned before and he started to rewind his memory to see what he learned. Sign an angel to teach him Torah. Because Torah is singing. And I said, okay, you learn Torah, you sing to him. The whole purpose of Rosh Hashanah, that's the purpose. That's the Gemara says. People used to buy a lot of meat before Rosh Hashanah. Because that's what Rosh Hashanah is. You have to be happy. But you have to be serious about it. The Gemara says that you don't say Hallel because you don't know. You don't know. At the end of the day, you don't know if you're going to get a credit card. You don't know. Maybe Hashem has some kind of thing against you being here another year. You don't know. Maybe if you go to Gan Eden, maybe something else. So it's two sides of the coin. You have to be very happy and you have to be very serious. You have to be seriously happy. That's what it means. Gilu birada. It's a pasuk. A pasuk can tell him, Gilu birada. Be happy, but you should shake. Because you don't know if you can get a credit card, but Baruch Hashem, I hope to get a credit card. I hope I'm not going to miss. I'm not going to miss it. And the reason for the whole thing is, that's what Ari hints. This is the sentence that you have to have in mind is somebody runs to a shelter city. The highlight of Rosh Hashanah is Akedat Yitzchak. Okay, Yitzchak says the Torah, Hashem told Avraham Avinu, go take your son, go slow to him on one of the mountains. The man says, Avraham Avinu doesn't know where is he going. No, Hashem wants to test him. Well, test him what? It's a major test. Take your own son and slaughter him. So Hashem didn't want to tell him where to go. The man says, no, Avraham Avinu is going to go. So the Torah describes, Avraham Avinu gets up in the morning, Hashem Avraham Avinu get up very early. I said, what's the rush to slaughter your son? Can be with your son a few more days. Hashem didn't tell you now. But he gets up in the morning. Torah says, where are you going? I'm going to the place. What place? You don't know. Ari says, based on the Zohar, the word makom, the numerical value is 186. 186, that's really the name of Hashem. If you take Hashem's name, Yud and Hey, Vav and Hey, and you multiply every letter by itself. For example, the first letter of Hashem is Yud, the numerical value is 10. Multiplied by itself is 100. Second letter of Hashem is Hey, the numerical value is 5. Multiplied by itself is 25. The third letter of Hashem is Vav, the numerical value is 6. Multiplied by itself is 36. The last letter of Hashem is Hey, multiplied by Hey is 25. 125 and 25 and 36 is 186. 86 says the numerical value of the word makom. To tell you, Hashem is a makom. What it means is like this. Ramam and Rabbi Ezra, all the Chachamim say, and it's, you know, the survivors, a lot of survivors of the Holocaust. They ran away, they were able to run away. And the others were caught. I'm going to explain. The Rambam says, you don't run away, you run to Hashem. You don't run to Hashem. If you run away from somebody, you don't know if you're going to be caught or you'll be survived. But if you run to Hashem, Hashem Muzi, when you see, you say, I run to Hashem. I run from somebody, but I run to Hashem. Somebody killed by mistake is to run. So where are you running? You run to a shelter city. What shelter city? He's going to America, he's going to Brazil. No. Shelter city. Why shelter city? Why? Shelter city. Because the shelter city, the Levim and the Kohanim is still in the shelter city. And the Torah says, Levi is connected to Hashem, the Kohen is connected to Hashem. So when you run over there, something Hamakom Hashem Shama. Torah says, where are you running? Torah should have said, he runs away. No, he runs to the Makom. What's Makom? Makom is 186. One is 186. It's Hashem. Where is Hashem? Hashem is it concentrated, so-called Shekhinah, is in the cities of the Levim, 48 cities in North Israel and on the east side of the Jordan River. It says, Zari, look, come to Shekhinah. You run to Hashem. Because you want to be judged. Because you want to be, you want to have a new credit card. Because if you want to be judged, he says, you have the old debts on the credit card. You want the old credit card to be waived. You want a new credit card. New credit card is if you run to Hashem. As you run to Hashem, you pray to Hashem, you learn Torah to Hashem. You learn Torah, it's like you're thinking. You fulfill your obligation to yourself for the purpose of your creation. And you do this, then Hashem is giving you a new credit card. Just like Rosh Hashanah, it's not a tragedy, but some people are not going to make it. So you can't say Hallel. But on the other hand, Rosh Hashanah is a very happy day. I said, I'm having a new credit card. It's due to Shuvah, of course. So that's the purpose of the Shofar. The Shofar comes from the sheep of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu did not go to a place that has an address. Avraham, where are you going? I'm going in a makom, says Ari. You know where Avraham is going? He's going to 186. Where's 186? He's going to the mountain. No. I'm not going anywhere in the world. I'm going to Hashem. Happened to me that I have to go to my office. But my office is because Hashem is in my office, not because I'm going to my office. It's not just thing you go and to address. You go to Makom. Makom is Hashem. Yudke Bavke. Happened to be that I have to be to that place, that address, not that address. But the address is the address of Hashem. He says that's what the whole power of Agadat Yitzchak. Mentioned three times, I think, in the paragraph. Avraham saw the place, Merachok, wherever will Makom, he got to the place. He's going to the Makom. He said, Where are you going? Avraham, where are you going? Are you going to where? You're going to Yerushalayim? I'm not going to Yerushalayim, I'm going to the place. What's the place? It's Hashem. Rosh Hashanah, you come in front of Hashem. And you run in front of Hashem. And this is then Hashem wants to give you a credit card. And somebody get a free credit card. He runs to get a credit card. So this is the whole purpose of Rosh Hashanah. It's not a purpose of being judged. Oh, Hashalom, Hashem wants to punish you. Hashem wants to clear your path. And just lichot seriously, and you accept to sing to Hashem, to learn Torah, and Mesut Hashem will have the credit card, and the time of the Hashem will be in your soul.
Amen.